Welcome to Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. Our guest, as always, is Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library. And Chelsea, what's going on at the LDL?
We have a new book drop in our parking garage.
A new doohickey to put the books in when you're done with them.
Yes.
All right.
So kind of drive through, like you're going picking up lunch, fast food. Mm-hmm. You can drive through a parking garage, drop off your books in the book drop there. Mm-hmm. We had to get some new ones because our old ones were getting a little beat up.
A little beat up.
By some cars getting a little too close.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you notice that now instead of being silver, they are bright blue and yellow, that's the new book drop. So mm-hmm. we hope everyone will enjoy.
Okay. Do they have any kind of security devices in front of them to keep people from banging into them?
They do. Okay. They have big guardrails on them now.
Okay.
So hopefully they'll be good.
What else you got?
So for those looking to set up their gardens for the spring, don't forget that the Loudoun District Library has a seed library. These seeds are free, and we have a variety available. Right now, we have carrots, melons, lettuce, onion, peas, radishes, tomatoes, beans, various flowers, and various herbs.
And remember, part of the deal is when you grow something and you get the seeds from your crops, you should bring them back to the library.
Yes, yeah, correct.
To keep it going in perpetuity, you see.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. the seeds are kept in the former card catalog.
They are. They're kept in the former card catalog.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a whole little tutorial kind of thing you can see at the seed library about how to properly store them. That way they can be used by others.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a gardening book display full of staff recommendations to help your green thumb. And that list can also be found on our website at loudoutlibrary.org, right on our homepage. And if you want a gardening book to keep, check out the Cheap Stacks Used Bookstore's gardening section downstairs. I heard they're having a BOGO sale right now.
That must mean inventory's a little high. We got to clear out some space.
Yeah.
Buy one, get one free.
So get your gardening books and mm-hmm. seeds and whatnot taken care of here early
mm-hmm.
at the Loudoun District Library.
Okay.
So we're still celebrating National Quilting Month with Quilt Hop. I wanted to let everybody know about our community sew-in coming up on Wednesday, March 19th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Join the Lighthouse Quilt Guild members for a day of creativity. Bring your machine, supplies, and lunch. Work on your own projects or contribute to the Community Outreach Project, which is creating baby quilts for the Ottawa County Maternal and Infant Health Program.
Mm.
They have a patchwork called Potato Chip. And they're going to be providing the fabric for that for anyone who would like to participate. Non-quilters are also welcome to come and observe the quilting process, hang out, learn more about quilting. So don't miss this opportunity to share the joy of quilting and make a positive impact.
All right. And then I believe we have a tournament coming, do we not?
We do. Super fun. Mm-hmm. So we have our adult Super Smash Bros. Tournament on Saturday, March 15th at 11 a.m. There will be a prize for first place, and they will also get their name on our GOAT, Greatest of All Time trophy, that is displayed on top of the video game section of the library.
For all to see.
Yeah, everyone will know yeah. that you're one of our Smash Bros. Tournament winners when they go to check out the game.
You can take Jigglypuff to victory. Do you have to register for this? I mean, do you have to pay for it, or can anybody just do it?
So as always, they're free. We do ask that you register online on our website, loudoutlibrary.org, and go to our calendar and find the event on that Saturday. Click on it. Registration's really easy. We just need, like, first name, last name, email, pretty much.
Okay. Our guest, as always, is Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library. This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. Chelsea, if people want to learn more about what's going on down there at the LDL, where can they go?
LoudoutDistrictLibrary.org or Loudoun District Library on all social media.
This is 92.1 WGHN.